Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Father Peter from the Diocese of Hong Kong, and today I invite all to you pray, not only for Hong Kong, but also for China, the church in China also. We need our Heavenly Mother, I think in her heart, is praying also for this country. So let us pray, ask Heavenly Mother to bless all of us, that we can be one family of the world. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your faithful, who rejoice under the patronage of Most Holy Virgin Mary, may be freed by her motherly intercession from all evils on earth and merit attainment of eternal joys in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
And so all that is good. Lead us, O Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's nice that Jesus tells the people that his disciples don't have to fast because he is with them. But today, our Heavenly Mother is inviting all of us to fast because God is too far away from us. So that's the meaning of fasting. Keep God closer to us. It's a sign that we want to follow him. When Jesus walked with the people, there was one lady calling out, "Bless the wound that carry you and the breast with which you are fitted." And then Jesus says, "Blessed are those who follow, hear the word of God and follow the word of God." It doesn't mean Jesus minimize the importance of Heavenly Mother. She is his mother. But more important, not because he is mother, because she is the one who listen and follow the word of God. So in Medjugorje messages all the time, our Heavenly Mother is inviting, "Come to my son and listen to his word." And that's what I advise us, to put the gospel, the Bible, in the prominent place in the house so they can look at it, read it, and meditate it, and live it. So this is a very important thing. Put back again the word of God that Jesus says, "Blessed are those who listen and follow the word of God." Just a simple thing I want to give a little experience for myself. I was born from a pagan or Buddhist family. When I was young, I was studying in a Baptist school. And then by that time, I'm inscribed to be baptized in the Baptist church. But I don't know for what reason, they neglect my application. So eventually, I met a Catholic priest, and then he invited me, "Come to our church," and got baptized in the Roman Catholic Church. I was 11 years old. I remember by the time that was the date of the birthday of Heavenly Mother, 8th of September. By that time, this pre-Vatican, so anytime you can baptize people. The first thing I remember very well, the priest after baptism go to the altar of Mary, that was the statue of Fatima, and say one Hail Mary. I don't understand. Within myself, I ask, already I belong to Jesus, why I have to go to Liudan at the statue of Mary and say one Hail Mary? But by obedience, I did it. Thanks the Lord. And Heavenly Mother is always faithful to me. I got a vocation to the priesthood, and eventually I got a calling to Medjugorje. The first time, 2004. Ever since, I come nearly every year except 1 year. So I'm delighted to come, and I'm indebted to the Franciscan community because I have been in Lourdes, in Fatima, but on the only place it is as a clergy, I feel myself at home because I can enter any place in the sacristy. Anytime I can come to the church, not all the time in Lourdes or Fatima. I'm not saying bad things against them, but I say I'm indebted to the Franciscan community that make us priests feeling at home. So let us pray together today that we can be one more family, that we have a Heavenly Mother to be our mother. So ever since we pray, even ultimately could be my last time to Medjugorje. But our Heavenly Mother is promising
wherever we go, she will be with us.